Good afternoon, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. I'm Julie Mayer, and I'll be your hostess for the next 55 minutes of random connection with the universe. Due to the interest in our last show, we have our very own, very special, Fairy Guide Mother back with us today. Hello, Fairy Guide Mother.
Hi, Julie. Hi, everybody.
Are you wearing your nut hat today, Fairy Guide Mother?
Yes, I am. It makes my day so much better to wear my nut hat.
If this is your first time listening into the show, I'd like to offer a very warm and sincere welcome. Both myself and the Fairy Guide Mother are professional readers from Anchorage, Alaska. The Fairy Guide Mother reads fairy cards, and I am a psychic medium. We are both available for personal readings off the air. Please go to the homepage of this show to find the contact information, as we love to read for people and will happily book you into our busy schedules. If you can't get onto or find the homepage, simply Google Julie Mayer, PhD, and you will find me. If you are wishing to connect and are of a like mind, I'm wishing to connect with you too. A couple of items worthy of notation on your social calendar. The Red Beach Cafe in Palmer, Alaska will be hosting a local artist, Luann Person, in person this Friday night from 6:30 to 8:30. The food is gourmet and the music will be live. Come on out and say hello. The Red Beach is located right in the heart of Palmer. My dear spouse, the amazing Janet, and myself will be there, and we hope to see you too. Come on out and support the local artists and have a great evening in Palmer. Where else would you want to be on Friday night?
So I'd want to be in Palmer, Alaska, or down at the Bella Boutique in Spinard. Can I pick which one?
Yeah, of course you can.
All right.
Hey, on Saturday, Stars of Alaska in Anchorage, Alaska, will be celebrating their fifth year in business. Those of us who live in Alaska know and love Stars as the metaphysical superstore and so much more. This Saturday, Stars will be offering 20% on most items in the store. That includes those huge amethyst cathedrals. They are between 4 and 5 feet tall. Rumor has it that Marty will have his barbecue in the parking lot, and he'll be cooking up goodies for the revelers. If you've been wanting a crystal or Tibetan singing bowl, now is the time. You can get it on Saturday for 10% off. Chakra lights are also 10% off. If you meditate and want clearer and sharper focus, then chakra lights and singing bowls are both wonderful tools to assist you in your etheric journeying. For those of us who are fans of Department 8, this vendor will also be a whopping 10% off on Saturday only. The fun starts at 10 in the morning and goes through the afternoon until 6 or Marty runs out of briquettes. For those of you elsewhere in the world, if you have been looking for a high-quality crystal or Tibetan singing bowl, Stars will ship them anywhere. If you would like to hear one played, give Suzanne a call. You can reach her at 907-929-5118. She's more than happy to play them for you so you can pick the perfect tone. She will wrap it with care, ship it with love, and call you to make sure it found its way safely home. Fairy Guide Mother, are you going to be there on Saturday?
Well, I wouldn't miss it. Are you going to be there?
Well, it depends on the volcano.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to go if the volcano blows.
Yeah, that little thorn in the side volcano spreading itself all over everything. I couldn't even use the drive-thru at my bank yesterday because they didn't want the equipment to get any ash in it. I never thought about a problem like that. So we'll see you there if your car... If it's okay to drive your car, I guess, then, huh?
Yeah. Funny story. Not only do we now have to check for moose in the driveway to get to the car, we now have to check the actual car for ash before we can start it.
Yeah.
It just gets more and more complicated by the day. Living in Alaska many times is like living in a live episode of Saturday Night Live. You have got to have a sense of humor to survive.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. I will be at Stars of Alaska, though, live and in person every Sunday and Thursday until I depart from this planet or they close their doors. It's always best to call my office and book an appointment if you'd like to sit for a mediumship reading. I do take walk-ins, but I don't often have open times. Please schedule your appointment ahead of time so we can get you seated. Another point of interest, I will be at the Montana Metapalooza on May 2nd. Are you going, Fairy Guide Mother?
I'm not this year. I might go next time.
Okay, we'll get you to Montana. Everybody wants to go to Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why Dan feels saying about it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you listening are in or near Missoula, Montana, make plans now to be at the Inn on Broadway on May 2nd. If you would like to see me live, Saturday night is your night for a gallery-style reading. Seats are limited for this event, so get yours now. Montana Mantra is working hard to put together an expo that is unique and wonderful and will be anticipated in the future. Denny, the other realm artist, will be flying down with me from Alaska. She's very good. If you've not experienced spirit art, you'll want a sitting with her at Montana Metapalooza. Before we get started today, I would like to ground our energy and clear our collective space. Fairy Guide Mother, are you ready for some clearing, grounding, and angel guide and guardian calling in?
I am. I just love this part.
Okay. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround each of us in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karmas be balanced forward and backward, and that all information and insight come from the current road that we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed, you're welcome to come through and assist if you would like. We do close the gate to beings of negativity, those who carry dross, walk through the left-hand door with ulterior motives. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, this hour, here, or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with that, we will begin. I still have ash cough, and I apologize for that. I wanted to start off our discussion today with this great quote by Abraham as channeled by Esther Hicks. And I quote, I've always wanted to say that. A bunch of weak people, even in numbers, are not strong. If you get a whole bunch of confused people together, see how much clarity comes out of that. In other words, you just can't add one more confused person to the pot and expect to get any more clarity. One person standing outside of the confused group who is clear is more powerful than a million who are confused. End of quote. I just love Abraham, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in that statement.
Mm-hmm. I think instead of taking live calls today, I'd like to stay on topic because I just feel in my heart that this is such an important message. Are you okay with that, Fairy Guide Mother?
Yeah, I really am. I agree. This is such an important thing. And personally, I'm just feeling glad right now to get some encouragement. Everything feels kind of chaotic in the world, so that's good. Let's talk about something real encouraging.
Okay. Instead of offering live on-the-air readings today, we would just really love it if you could follow along and listen very closely to what we're discussing. It could bring about the beginning of a monumental change in your life.
That's true, and our lives really are about to change, that's for sure. And we can make the changes positive. I know we can.
Yep. We've both been reading the book Fractal Time by Greg Braden.
And I have really enjoyed this book. It's like it feels like a pivotal book for me, like it's really important. The message is comforting and reasonable, and it just rings true to me on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. And me being the daredevil I am, I've also been reading some other books in regard to time travel experimentation, and similar things. The one obvious pattern that I've noticed in everything that I'm voraciously reading at the moment is this. Everything in our experience is a matter of patterns, and patterns give you predictability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like how Braden puts it, that while we may not be able to predict the exact outcome of an event, we can predict when the conditions are right to produce a similar experience to one we have had previously. The key to what we'll be talking about today is predictability and probability of similar life experiences.
Yeah, and, you know, I've noticed in my life, now that I'm getting older, I can see that the truth is there are patterns and things do repeat. That's a really good thing to get in your head, because that's how it's going to happen.
Yep. Have I done this before? Why, yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, no,
I've been here. I bought another T-shirt. Again, it's not about predicting particular outcomes, which is exactly what we do as readers. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what we're going to talk about today is being able to see when the conditions are right for a similar occurrence. And this is something you can do. If you have had repeating issues in your life, start looking at them as being things that are predictable. If you can understand this reasoning, you can change your life experience. Right now, one of the things that seems to be dancing in many minds, I think, is all the negative vibes circulating around the world.
Yeah, the economy, the wars, the mayhem in general. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Oh my.
We all know that that isn't what we need to focus on. We feel that, but focusing on lions, tigers, and bears isn't the way to go. And we're bombarded with this at every turn. It's on, you know, all day long. So that's one of the encouraging things that I picked up from the book, is to remember to focus on the heartfelt living of everyday life and you know, stay in that place. I like that.
Absolutely right, Curry Guide Mother. And according to the past history, this is the best time to be peaceful if we look at the probability of the conditions for producing the opposite of peace. It would make sense to make a mental note that peacefulness is what is needed most right now.
Yes, it does make sense to do that. And the law of attraction, or focusing on what we do want with intensity, that's the approach there, and that intensity should not have fear mixed in it. We shouldn't use that for an engine to drive our strong feeling. It needs to just be joy, pure joy of desiring something good and very welcome. And then peace is the thing that we want to call in, and you can't have it without love either.
That's true. Let's look at it this way. I like to use food analogies a lot. Let's assume that a trip to the grocery store or the warehouse store happens to be in your life on every Tuesday. It's predictable. You know you're going shopping on Tuesday. The shopping process works best if you take an inventory of what you have on hand on Monday and then make a list of what you need to replace.
Yep, that's the best way.
Yep. It's much easier to make the list and then toddle off to the store, filling your cart with what you do need, rather than running up and down the aisles lamenting what you do not have and filling your cart with the things you already have on the shelves at home.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Focus on what you want to exchange your energy for and take it home with you, rather than going home with nothing and focusing on what you don't have at home. That'd be like going to the store for organic kimchi and coming home with outdated liverwurst, yuck.
Yeah. That scares me.
Yeah.
When we look at it through the eyes of a shopping trip, it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, and fairy godmothers understand shopping.
So do us psychic mediums. And women in general, we get shopping.
Yep.
Fairy guide mother, when you're reading for your clients, what would you say the majority of the questions are in regard to relationships?
Well, you know, relationships and issues around money and jobs, etc. But I actually think that it's more fun for me to do reading for young people, because with a child, you usually deal with a life path stretching out ahead of them, and what talents and abilities they came in here with to use during their lifetime. And it's refreshing to look at the big picture to me. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember in the Bible, Jesus talked about unless you come with the mind of a child. And I think that's
right.
What he was talking about.
Yep, an openness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being in the moment. You know, what is the difference about our reading styles, Fairy Guide Mother?
Well, yeah, you mean besides the fact that you don't use anything but your frontal lobe? Your front temporal lobe. Sorry about that. Got the lobes mixed up. And I do really hope that you don't lay that on the table, Julie. When I use cards, that's my way of focusing my third eye on the situation and just looking to spirit for any answers that come by. Especially with the fairy decks, there aren't any real set meaning to the cards. It's real fluid. And they're just a starting place for the info to come through. So I think we probably do similar, just a little different mm-hmm. approach, huh?
Yeah, I stare blankly off into space, and you have really cool cards.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I prefer that people do not ask me particular questions when I'm doing a reading.
Oh, yeah? Why that?
Well, I like to be shown what the guides, guardians, and angels have to say about a particular situation and let them show me the roots of a particular issue that a client might have. I have found over the years that if I let a client begin with questions, then we tend to get knocked off track, and I think of it as being led by the wrong voice. I'm listening to the wrong voice.
So you're hearing the little voices, or your clients are?
Okay, enough of that.
Sorry.
Hey, at one point in the book, Fractal Time, Greg Braden tells a story about a community water well, in a Tibetan village. When the well broke, the people didn't know how to cope with the loss of the system they had always relied upon. They couldn't get any more water out of their well.
Yeah, and then they had all that labor involved every day, hauling water on their backs. Terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, the core issue was that they didn't know how the pump worked in the well. They couldn't see that the answer was as simple as a different mechanism to draw up the water. The only answer they could see was to make the trek to a neighboring village to get water to transport back.
If they just knew the mechanics of the pump, they could have saved so much time and trouble and shoe thread.
Mm-hmm. Shoe thread's, yeah, important.
Yeah.
If we know the patterns in our life and we know what to look for, we can many times avoid high learning curves in life, or train wrecks, or extreme drama, or extreme trauma. We don't have to go to the neighboring village for the answer. We can fix or adjust the core of the problem and then move forward with life.
That's right, and we can know it because we recognize the symptoms and begin to see a pattern, and we're able to predict and prepare for coming cycles.
Mm-hmm. I had a thought last night as I was thinking of doing our show. We up here, we understand timelines and seasons, right?
Right.
Yeah, so in December, what are the chances that we're going to set up our patio furniture?
It's not too good.
Not too good. Well, and that's because we've been through December before, right?
Right.
And we generally know that if we... Mm-hmm.
We've got the whole picture there.
All right.
We don't set up...
And up here where we live, don't set up anything outside until May because it will blow away.
Yeah, I bet.
It's predictable.
Yeah.
So if we use this as a timeline of sorts, that's kind of what he's talking about in his book. Is that right?
That's what I got from the book. It's more importantly, it's a way of charting that choice point for change. That's like where the changes are made really easily and the choices are so clear. That's what he's mapping out for us. Well, when we get to those points, then we use our heart to choose the right course, and it gets better from there. In his book, Greg Braden lays out some of the recurring patterns on our planet, especially one that I wanted to share was regarding the political scene in the U.S. One example, he's got a chart in there on the cyclic conditions for a surprise attack in the U.S., and he starts it out with 1941 and Pearl Harbor, and then he moves forward in increments that he determines by a mathematical formula into 1984, when a Cold War was barely averted, and the book explains this date in depth, and then on forward to 9/11/2001, and that was really predictable. It's right on the, you can see it laying out in the book on that chart. And then there was a situation in 2007 where some attacks were averted in Germany and Saudi Arabia. Now, projecting on out to 2010, that's where another opportunity for this kind of situation is going to appear. Now, by the way, he's using this simple formula involving the golden ratio, or the, you know, the golden mean, and he's using that to figure out these cycles. It makes a lot of sense. It's like a little more than we want to go into now, but it's easy enough that I could do it for myself and use it to apply in my personal life. But one more interesting chart I want to mention is the one about the conditions that started for us in 1929, and it sure works out so we can see that kind of trouble we are in now was predictable. This information came in such a timely fashion to us. I'm really impressed, because now we can focus on avoiding what is predicted to come up for us in 2010. If we can't avoid that, the circumstance, but we can avoid making choices that make this worse. I really think we can.
Absolutely. For those of you listening out there in listening land, we are truly hoping that the importance of seeing the root of an issue or the seed or the mechanics is starting to make sense. When you're wanting to know a particular answer, you might be seeing it like the Tibetan water well scenario. You know the pump is no longer bringing you water, but you aren't able to see the problem is mechanical and not that the well has run dry.
Yeah, and many times it's just changing the focus and perspective that's needed. That's where fairies come in so handy. They're able to see the well, the pump, and you. And we can help you see the issue at hand from the point of view of where does the static begin.
It's kind of like when you think about it, when you go when I go to the medical doctor, before I go, I try to take an in-depth history in myself, what's been going on, so I can help my medical professional help me better. When you come in for a reading, or when you get a reading, if you've done the cyclical work, you already know the foundational stuff, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It makes it the whole point, and the reason I'm so interested in this is because I love people to get really good readings. And the better... Yeah, that's kind of a gold star for us. and it's kind of like helping your healthcare professional. You know, if you can tell them the basic cycles that you've been having. You know, I've been having a cough for 2 weeks. My toe hurts. I think I broke it. You know, then they know where to look, and they can go in for more specifics.
Yeah.
So, dearest fairy guide mother, can you give us an example of how and when one might use the time code calculator to help?
Yeah, I sure can. For this example here, if someone has had a business failure in the past, say an entrepreneurial type person, and they've all, if they're living that dream of having their own business, most people that are successful at that have had a business at least one time go down in flames. So we can start with that, and then use the math and fractal time, we can calculate when those particular conditions could be repeating and know at what point better choices could be made. And the beauty in this is that we can actually map this out and know some years ahead, and that gives such a blessed amount of time to prepare and avoid calamity and change your mindset, change your way of dealing with life, so we can mm-hmm. help people to avoid what we know is coming.
Exactly, and I just had a really profound thought while you were sharing that. It's kind of like when we know somebody's going to pass, when we know mm-hmm. it's getting close to the time when somebody's going to make their transition. Mm-hmm. We can't stop that transition, but we can
right.
be aware that it's coming, and we can better utilize our time with that person.
Yeah, good point.
I don't see that very often myself, but when I do, you know, and sometimes it's like, well, what can I do to stop it? And it's like, nothing. But you can go spend better time with the person, right?
Right. You can be supportive, and you can adjust your own attitude.
Yeah. Go to Disneyland. Go skydiving, you know.
Yeah.
Do those things that you want. Yeah. Is it possible to look ahead and predict flashpoints or change points in the future so we can prepare for them? For example, right now, many people, the number one thing is they're fretting about losing their jobs. Could they find this a useful tool in avoiding losing the job, or like getting ready or anticipating finding another source of income before the axe falls, so to speak?
Yeah, it's really possible. We can use that tool and our other technologies of spirit, you know, to accommodate the changing scene. For one thing, we can focus on calling in good things according to the law of attraction that we know about so much.
Mm-hmm.
For another, we can benefit from our psychic readings and information that we receive from spirit. And these are all tools that we can use to lessen the impact of the growing chaos around us.
Exactly. Well, another thing that I'm a big fan of, again, if using healthcare as a model for it, is if we take responsibility for our own life experience and use all of the tools that we have at our disposal to have a better life experience, we don't have to jump in the chaos.
Right. We don't have to participate.
We don't have to play.
Yeah.
I'll just take my happy self over here. Yeah.
Good idea.
Me and the Pomeranians will be over here. Yeah. One thing that I thought was really interesting, and I know I've kicked this around in my head since I was a little kid, the opinion, Braden's opinion, that World War One was never really ended. Growing up where I did, being patriotic was the way to be, and you know, what war were you in? And we'd go to the VFW club functions, and they would talk about their wars, and it always perplexed me. It's like, why so many? Why so many wars? I would agree with his observation that World War One never ended. It just continued on. It seems that if and until everyone is without ego in a situation, it's never really over. This pattern of controlling did not end after World War One. If it had truly ended, there would have been no more conflicts.
That's really true. There's been absolutely no peace for the world since 1914. It's just right there in the history books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until they edit them. And it seems that the great power struggle has not yet come to an end. I also deeply like the idea of using calculations to predict the times of greatest opportunity to focus on peace. Again, Abraham, that little rascal, and his analogy of just don't put it in your pie, you know, looking at your life as your pie.
Yeah, well, that would be the way to focus on what you do want and not focusing on what you don't want.
Yeah, I know down at Stars, Susie plays the DVDs down there of Abraham all the time, so every time I'm there, I get all Abrahammed up when we're all just happy. And there's one that we both just love, and it's about Tabasco sauce. And Abraham's trying to make the point to someone who keeps wanting to bring negativity in. And Abraham says, if you don't like Tabasco sauce, then just don't put it in your pie. Don't freak out because there's Tabasco sauce in the cupboard. Just don't open the cupboard while you're making your pie.
Yeah, the only thing I put in my pie is a fork.
Amen, sister. So my point, and I do have one, is this. As we go into the past and see the flashpoints or the change points or lack of inventory in our own hierarchy of needs, it would be more useful to us as individuals and as residents of the planet to look through the eyes of what we will restock and then restore the peace, rather than focusing intently on what is not in our backstock or what we're out of. That makes sense?
Yeah, it's kind of a reversal of fortune in a positive way.
You're a pirate.
No, but I do like them. I like Johnny Depp.
Me too. So he was a great example of the point we're trying to make.
Yeah, you're right. He is, because he was able to get his ship, the Black Pearl, back, even though everyone watching the show knew that he lost it. And he was so happy about it, partly because of rum, but we never did see him despair.
That's right. He just saw it as another complication to be dealt with.
Yeah, he did. And that's really how we should look at life, as a learning experience to be learned, or, as you say, a complication to be seen clearly, an opportunity for easy change. And how about focusing on gratitude for this kind of information coming to us at the perfect fractal time?
Yes, exactly. Live and learn is not just a catchy statement made by someone who has just lost everything in a breakup. It's
yeah.
The way things are. We've all known someone like that or been there, right?
Right.
Yeah, when we're able to accurately predict when the conditions are ripe for a certain outcome, we should focus on how we would like the situation to turn out and not on a horrible, fiery crash of fear.
Yeah, fear. So that's true. True story.
Yeah.
And Greg Braden explains, how our emotions actually affect the planet. I love this part, especially in a collective sense. There's this global coherence project that he talks about, and they have put up some geostationary satellites that detect surges of magnetic energy from the Earth and one of the things they've noticed is during hours following 9/11 and the tsunami in Indonesia and the death of Princess Diana and other events, they could see this magnetic flux, and they've been established a direct link between connection between the human heart and the earth. So when we get upset, the implication is that our emotional state, as a collective, we can actually influence the earth's magnetic field. So if we get upset about it, and then we can influence the magnetic field, how about this? What about if we make a good choice all together at a certain choice point that we have seen coming and using this formula, then we can really make a really huge difference. It'll work. We can do this. And I found in the back of the book he has a website saying it has a little short video, and it talks about the Global Coherence Project. I want to give you the website now. It's www.glcoherence.org. It's www.glcoherence.org. And they have a video there, and they have this little PDF file that's called a de-stressing kit, and it's free, and it's so practical, and it has easy methods to keep yourself level emotionally during a crisis. and it works so well. I've been using it. And if we can get to use this or learn how to use it, we really are going to change everything for the better.
Mm-hmm.
It's likely the single most important piece of this puzzle for us to know and to use in the coming years of dramatic change. We know it's going to change one way or another, that's for sure. But we can do what we can to tip the scales and make this a good change. We can learn how to use that.
Mm-hmm. I like that de-stressing kit. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's a really cool little booklet. I printed
it
out.
And
yeah,
free?
Free. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, like, if, say you lost your job. You
mm-hmm.
come home and pull this kit out, and it gives you suggestions, and it's so kindly written and so
mm-hmm.
gently kind of getting you on track about exactly how to get your heart and your mind to both calm down and work together. And that's what
mm-hmm.
coherence is when the brain waves of the heart and the mind match. That's when
uh-huh.
we're powerful. That's when we can really make huge changes. And if we could all get this together, get
mm-hmm.
together on this and make one big effort, that's
mm-hmm.
probably what's going to make the shift for us. But in
oh.
the meantime, it's important to look at this website because they are organizing people to do some experiments. You actually are going to participate in a scientific experiment if you sign
mm-hmm.
up. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to sign up to get the little free kit, but the whole thing is free. It's really awesome.
Yeah. Do you remember Fire the Grid a few summers ago?
Yeah, I do.
Shelley Yates, Fire the Grid, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep trying to get us to become peaceful people. And when
yeah,
I say they, I don't know who they are.
I think there's some good bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The great Kool-Aid man out there.
It's another similar effort, but the difference here is it's actually being monitored and measured, so
mm-hmm.
we're learning a lot about the science of this and how very connected we are.
It's all very connected, and the difference, and what I like that Braden talks about, and I've always believed this, spirituality and science can mesh wonderfully together, but science needs to be able to recreate something again.
Yeah.
We need to be able to see it twice, yeah.
Right.
Which sometimes you can't
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I don't remember how they put that. They have to reproduce the effect in order to
mm-hmm.
get it in their little left brain scientific focus.
Right. Right.
Well,
we're not going to take any calls today for whoever's waiting. We just wanted to talk about our subject. So we do appreciate you calling in, and we'll catch you next time. I wanted to add too. Edgar Cayce had talked about this and channeled information about this. When we were coming home from Central America a couple of Decembers ago, I was reading one of his channels where he said that everything comes through the sun, which is blue, by the way, according to him, and is magnified here on planet Earth.
Right.
So we need to be very careful what we're sending out there, wherever we're sending it out to.
Uh-huh.
So
that
seems
really
like
true.
Yeah. And when was Cayce channeling? That was years ago, right?
Yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point because I guess in Braden's book he talks about how the Earth responds so dramatically to
mm-hmm.
any kind of activity on the sun. The
mm-hmm.
magnetic field is just like so malleable and moves around that the sun.
Oh, yeah, and the solar flares.
Yeah, really affects sunspots.
Cool.
And, yeah.
And what else did I find very, very interesting? I'm not sure where I stand on this now because I've got like 5 books going right now.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Two eyes, 5 books. Global warming. You know, everybody's on the bandwagon for global warming, and he's saying this has happened before. It happens.
Absolutely.
It has to do with the magnetic pole, the rays of the sun. We've had polar shifts on this planet before, not while there's been people on the planet, but
right.
We've had them before. Yeah.
I did find 2 places in this book where he kind of corrects his earlier statements. You know, early in his career, he came out with that video about the zero point and saying that he felt at that time that there was going to be a pole shift and it could be cataclysmic. But twice in this book, I found a place where he said that's very unlikely now. It would take an amazing event, like a really huge solar flare or, you know, some near miss by a meteor, but it's just not in the cards, apparently, which I felt was really nice to hear.
Well, absolutely, because, again, and I've said this time and time again, the future is never, ever set in stone.
Yeah, I agree.
If it was, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, what?
That's the fun part about being a reader, huh?
Yeah, why go through potty training? Yeah.
Yeah. Get to say, well, this is up to you, lady.
Exactly, and everything is a series of probabilities, and the older I get, and I'm getting older every day.
Yeah, me too.
We can see that people's attitudes, people's life views, people's beliefs very much do set in motion how their life is going to play out.
Boy, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just see the mindset that someone has. The way it works is it's what you notice. So, you know, in your life, if you're thinking everything's terrible and you notice all the bad stuff, then that's what you call in, and you end up really getting the bad stuff.
Well, you literally go to Costco and fill up your cart with horrible stuff.
Yeah. That's
put it
right.
in your terrible car and yeah.
Yeah. Of course, the flip side of that is, I have a wonderful person in my life who sees such beauty in every little thing. I've actually had this woman slice into a leek and get teary eyed because it was so beautiful, and no one else had ever seen the inside of that leek, but the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And live with someone or near someone who sees the world that way and appreciates so much and is so full of gratitude. That's my teacher. That's a young woman in my life, but I just love that teaching that she's giving me.
Yeah. Gratitude is the key.
Yeah, because that keeps us looking at the right stuff all the time.
Right, exactly. And it keeps us looking for more things to be grateful for.
Right.
So, which is always
and kind of getting high on life that way by just, you know, enjoying what's here.
Well, I don't know if you've gotten it. There was an email going around. It was a picture of a little kid in a pile of pony stuff, and he's throwing it out, and there's got to be a pony in here somewhere.
It only makes sense.
Well... there either is a pony or there had to be at one time.
Can't be far away.
Yeah. So I want to, can you give out that website to that de-stressing kit one more time? If anybody out there listening, if you've lost your job or you don't have a job or you're just bummed, go check this out.
Okay. It's www.glcoherence. That's all one word. And it's .org. So it's www.glcoherence.org. Maybe I should spell it out.
Yeah.
www.glcoherence.org.
.org, yeah.
And it's free, and that's really nice.
Yeah. Well, something that I just thought about that just makes my heart sing. I love Stars of Alaska. I think everybody that's been in that store just loves that store.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's always, I mean, there's so many cool things in there. You go in there and you just feel better. And I've been eyeing some really cool things in there that are really expensive. And it's like, when she let me know last week that they were going to be having this huge sale, I almost cried. Because when I did the math, it's like, oh my God, that's in my price range now. You know?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So now you get
like
some goodies?
Hmm?
Now you're going to get some goodies?
Probably a big amethyst cathedral. I've had my eye on one for, 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. And you can lay there with your hand in that thing or put half of yourself in there.
Yeah. But just things like that. It's like that day just got better and better and better.
Uh-huh.
Because of the gratitude and looking forward to that and just thinking, wow, I can have this beautiful thing near me, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have to drive all this way.
And that'll bring in such a lovely vibration. And you can, I'm sure that would be a way of de-stressing on its own, that you could sit, hear it, or work with it.
What was the word in that Jack Nicholson movie, Goosefabra?
The what?
Goosefabra. I can... Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
It's what the Eskimo mothers tell their children when they want them to call them Goosefabra.
Yeah, I could never... doing a good job pronouncing that. I never could do that.
Well, and the other thing, just finding gratitude and stuff, like we've had... How long have we been under volcano lockdown up here?
I know, at least a month.
Yeah, and airplane travel has been sketchy at best for the last week.
Yeah, for the last week and a half, yeah.
Yeah, and we get a lot of our food and stuff that way up here.
We
And it's actually been kind of neat to have to go into the pantry and look and say, what do we have and what can we make do with just in case we go to the store and they don't have this.
Uh-huh.
There was kind of going back to sense of community, and it was kind of like going camping. I love going camping because you have to use what you have.
Right.
You've
got to be an inventor. Right. All campers are just little inventors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my most treasured memories is going on a camping trip and forgetting all of my kitchen utensils and having my two teenage boys carve me a set of utensils out in the woods. They were serviceable, let me put it that way. Not beautiful, but they worked. A spoon, a pancake turner.
If you can't stab it, we won't be eating it. Yeah.
Yeah.
finding the gratitude. The other thing that I liked in that book is how he shows you, everybody wants to go to the negative stuff first. I think that's just human nature.
Right.
Yeah, I want to make the timeline of the trauma. Oh, well, okay. I did mine. It's every 4.1369 years. Anyway.
Yeah, I was thinking about trying to come up with some positive, really, like the birth of my first child.
Exactly.
The day I married my husband. And then, you know, putting that forward and seeing. But I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Well, he talks about doing that. You know, everybody's going to start with the trauma first because we're just lazy people and that's what we like to do.
Right.
Where there's high drama, there's big excitement, so we always start there. And then we need to go in and intersect the happy stuff. You know, when I first fell in love, when I got married, when I had my first child, and then also go into your professional accomplishments and start to see how the rhythms flow together.
Yeah, that's good. And the fact that the book, I mean, I'm really not very good at math, but I actually figured out how to do his formula in there.
It wasn't that hard, was it?
No.
I actually did it without a calculator.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but I guess that theoretically it's possible.
I did it without a calculator, and I was so happy that, you know, multiplication tables popped back in my head.
Yeah. That's
wow, if I could have done this in third grade, this would have been great.
I want to mention a couple of things that are in this little pamphlet. Just briefly, one of them is about watching out about how the news affects you, watching news on TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's individual. Some people need to watch the news. They feel frightened if they don't. But some of us need to go on a news diet. So and the little booklet gives instructions about how to manage that for yourself and keep your fear intensity dialed down. And then there's a couple little exercises for breathing and that will reduce stress and anxiety.
Breathing is so important.
Yeah, it is. And how to get better quality sleep. And
Well, I know when we moved up here to the very windy mountainside, we opted out of television.
Yeah, we have to.
We can't. Yeah, we don't even have TV reception, and I'll tell you, it's been really nice. The first thing I noticed is that I don't have all the symptoms that they tell you you're going to have while you're watching the news, and the pill that you need to take to alleviate them.
Yeah. So you'll apparently, if you take all those pills, you would never die. That's the point I'm trying to make. If you take spend enough money on our pills, and nothing can ever happen. You can't have a heart attack.
Well, then you need more pills. Yeah. You need more pills to counter the what the other pills gave you.
Yeah.
So, hey, Althea, I hate to do this, but it looks like our time's up again. It's been wonderful to spend an hour with you. Thanks for being on the show.
I really enjoyed it.
Most importantly, thank you for being you.
Thank you. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. And good night, everyone. And stay
love
in the heart of things.
You. Absolutely. And if anyone listening out there would like a private reading with either myself or the Fairy Guidemother, you can Google me, Julie Mayer, PhD. Can we Google the Fairy Guidemother? Would you come up?
I haven't tried that, but I believe I might. I think that would be worth a try. Or the Fairy Guidemother has a MySpace. So
of course
it's just,
she does.
Yeah, it's just Fairy Guidemother at MySpace.
Okay. And with that, we will say good night. Have a wonderful evening, everyone, and thank you.
Good night, Julie. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.